throws a pill into it.
Feeling better.
Okay, partial for the ALED. Usually it's some of ALED, but once every while we have just the ALED. So everyone's stelling on the first pasuk, Vayelech Moshe. Doesn't say where he went. Vayelech Moshe. Right, where did he go? Right, Zemer Sadeh Vayelech Chol Yisrael. Right, there's Orchaim. Tzorech Lodas Lehechan Holoch. He says, Yonis and Tir Gim Sholoch L'Mishkan Beis Ulfano. And Ramban, Rabbi Nechai, Sholoch L'Machan Levi, L'Machan Yisrael. So, but it's still... So, on the Derech HaMusar, if you look in the Doim Basada, page 3, Lech Moshe Lechar Kosher, Heichan Holoch, Cholom Farsha Machshim Zos. Vinir Lefarish, though he says al derech muster hadrush or whatever, but it's the adam nikra holich. Right, a human being is called a holich because it's always progressing. Sheholich be madrega la madrega. Al malach nikra omed. She omed kimoshe nivra. Malach is called an omed. It's a pasuk in Zechariah, my bar mitzvah haftorah, the Shabbos Chanukah. It's the same haftorah for Chanukah and Mahaloscha. So Adam is called Holech, Sholech Madrega Madrega, but Malach is Nikra Omeg, She Omeg Kimosh Nivra, Kachu Omeg Tomin. Right, Malach is on a high Madrega, but he doesn't progress. He doesn't. So a person is constantly moving, steiging, growing. These are so Kaddish Lakom Yisrael Kimosha Od Novi, Penis Nevuah Shalom, Ancient Adam Yochel Hasig. Quotes from the Zohar, Lacham Yisrael, Moshe Od, Novi.
There it is.
Chidas Duvua. Shalom Adam Yochel Hasik. Abuchinas Tzidkos, Shalom Kol Adam Yochel Hasik. It's a big Yisod. That we can now come Yisrael to Moshe Novi. You never have the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's not that you can't be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the thing, it's a Rambam. Let's look in the Rambam of Hoshuva. Page 2.
I thought you meant that's what the Rambam reads.
It says, Al Yavor, the Machshavot Chadover Zesh, Omer Tipshe Umas Ha'ulam, Rav Golmi B'nei Israel. So don't fall into the tipshus of the Umas Ha'olam. Golmi B'nei Yisrael Shakadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Al Adam B'tchilas B'yosu Liot Tzadik Rasha. There was some philosophers, or some even Jewish philosophers, say that the person is locked in the way he was, like Rabbi Tzvi said, the way he was born. You're born a Tzadik, you're born a Rasha, and that's it. Ain't it over Kate? Everyone can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or Rasha ki Yeravam, or Chacham, or Sochel, or Rachman, etc. Sorry. Okay. So that's what the. Thank you. The Dudoim Basada says. Vayelech Moshe means Moshe is moved throughout his life. He was moving. He tells Klal Yisrael, you could be like this also. You could be a holich also. You could reach my madrega also. Klal Yisrael, you came. In other words, you could follow me. Just like I was Vayelech Moshe my whole life from madrega to madrega, you too could be like that as well. That's what, and that's like the same thing that they point out for the Rambam, that the Rambam says that anyone could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. However, Rabbi Chaim Wasserman, like that switch there. Rabbi Chaim Wasserman in the Kovetz Mamorim on page 4 says not exactly. He says like this: Kosev Rabbi Milchus Tshuva Shekol Adam Roy Lios Sadik Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though the Torah says Lokam Kimosha, the Hainul Inyan Nevu of Lotzit Kosum. Right? But says Rav Chana, but MS, Sadova Poshim Uch, Yefshal Shum Adam Lagil, and Madrigal Shum Moshe Rabbeinu, Kabbatit Kosum. He doesn't think it's only a Din Nevu. He thinks even the Tzitkos you can't come tomorrow.
Well,
the Rambam said Nishtadoi. In case Divrei Rambam Tzrichim Biur. It's interesting. In other words, he assumed like this way, and therefore the Rambam sorry Biur. Like make a taste, maybe. So he says like this. He thinks the Rambam is different. We will not become a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. But what it means is that everyone is given certain kochos. And whatever your kochos are, you could use them to maximize them, just like Moshe Rabbeinu maximized it. He might have more kochos.
Can you explain
if
the Rambam is saying that similar, like that, on a subjective level, you can be on the simchus side, you can be a tzaddik like Moshe. You're not going to be able to reach a simchus because you're in that situation, but on an objective level, in terms of maximizing your potential to be in the world, that would be equivalent to a Moshe. That's what Moshe did, basically. He maximizes his potential.
Exactly. So he has bigger, more potential than most people, or any person. So that's what he's saying. So what does it mean you're an Evan Hashem? Perish Radak, the Ratio Shur, gather Evan who, Shane Kinyan, the Evan below Rabbo. So there's an Evan, whatever he's called, that goes to the Rav. So it means that any kochos I have, I use for Hashem, Kodesh Lashem. That's for everyone. So if we do everything with Lashem Shemayim, we use all our kochos Lashem Shemayim, so we're like a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, because we can't be asked to do more than what Hashem gives us. So Hashem is like Moshe Rabbeinu wants her to speak. It's the same idea. That's the idea. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of the result, he's going to be higher, but that's not really higher Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone's judged kifi the kochos that he's given. If he uses those kochos to maximize that, then that's considered like he's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu used his kochos. Now there's a word from the Chafetz Chaim. We know that there's different types of korbanos, and the different types of korbanos. Some korbanos are korban olav yored. That if you can't afford to bring a behema, you can bring an oath. If you can't afford an oath, you can bring a mincha, etc. But that's only if you can't afford it. So then you can bring the birds instead of the animal. But what if you can't afford it? So you can't say, well, this guy, he can bring birds, he can't afford it, so I want to bring birds also, even though I can afford a behemah. Then you're not yotzei. In other words, the guy who can afford a behemah and brings birds is not yotzei. The Torah chasal on the anish gam hu yimtze. This is Chofetz Chaim.
He has a perush on the Torah.
The Torah chasal on the anish gam hu yimtze kapara chato aval pishayim bichoto. Avisel shtei torim yochal avi korban ani gedali dalos. Peish amru shashim ivi korban ani lo yotzi dechavasa. So there's an usher that brings the korban on me, it's chulin bazara. So the way you say it, like Rav Shachter said over this idea that everyone's judged kafi his kalchus. So if you have more kalchus and you do just doing less, even though you might be doing more than someone else, but you didn't use your kalchus, then you're not yotze. The other guy who has less kalchus, for him that's fine. That's the usher that brings the korban on me is not yotze. And the same thing he says by tzedakah. In other words, two people could give the same donation, same exact donation, and with one person that's considered a good thing, and one person that's considered not a good thing, because he could have done much more. So that's the same.
It's like Cain and Abel.
Same idea. So okay. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. The same notion. You could be like Moshe. In other words, a person might be giving much more tzedakah than you, but you gave what you could give. That's parallel to that other guy. Then there's another chazal about the in the Medrash Tanchum in Vayelach. Ein Vayelach Elo Loshon Tochacha. And then Melchu Chazu Mephalos Elokim. Vayelach is Loshon Tochacha. So why is Vayelach Loshon Tochacha? Tochacha means to give rebuke. So Vayelach means to walk. What does walking and rebuking have to do one with the other? You can walk to give rebuke. So again, the Shemesh Shmuel. Shemesh Shmuel is a Mori Digger Sefer. It's good night to get through every piece. Not at once, but throughout your life. So he says, the Vayelech, this physical halicha and spiritual halicha. So he writes that when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking now to Klal Yisrael, he had to lower himself spiritually in order to be able to talk to them. Because he was such a high madrega from them.
What does it mean,
lowering
himself spiritually?
Like
a teacher who
was. In other words, his level of dvekas or something at that point had to be.
So he
could relate to the people.
The Torah says he had to cover his face. Because
right, so he says it could be that it was Nikra Bekirin or Panov. Right, the Bekirin or Panov was less when he spoke to the people at this point. Right, because. And therefore, that was the tochacha that they saw how much greater he was than them, how much he had to come down to even relate to them, and apparently even kafi the Chafetz Chaim and we said before their kochos he was still greater. That was the musa that they weren't living up to their kochos, and that's the Yelach Moshe, that he had to lower himself spiritually. In order to so halicha, he says, is a spiritual journey. That he had the spiritual journey of Vayelach Moshe was to lower himself to be able to talk to the people. And then he writes, he concludes that that's the Indian of Aseres Yimei Tshuva before Yom Kippur. Aseres Yimei Tshuva him hiluch ruchanei lezachos liyom Kippur. Ki nishakosu v'am holchim b'choshech ro or gadol. Also, a matim behilach ruchan izah inam nekroim holchim el yoshu. So that's the hilach ruchan. So vayelach Moshe. So we said again, we started off with the dudoy basada to say that vayelach Moshe means that his life was always vayelach, and then that's what he's teaching Kol Yisrael. By the verse of vayelach Kol Yisrael, that everyone could be like that. That's the Rambam says that everyone can be a tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu. Either you take a kipshuto, or the Rebbe Chana doesn't want to learn that way. He wants to learn that it means everyone can use their kochos. In other words, he doesn't think anyone could just be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't think even the Rambam meant that like that. But it means everyone could use his potential, like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Then there's a pasuk in the in Mishlei. The Groa made famous. Or chayim lemal lemaski lemansur mishol mata. So, in other words, you have to go up, so you shouldn't go down. Pasuk say. So the Gemara asks the kasha. So why can't you just be stagnant? So the Gemara. Right. It's impossible. That's what Rosh Hashiva Rav Goldbach Satzal always used to say. In Ruchnius, there's no standing in one place. You're either going up or down. Rav Goldbach used to explain that's why there was a ramp by the Mizbeach. It's a ramp, you don't stand still at a ramp. You're either moving up the ramp or you're going down the ramp. You know, the ramp is hard to stand in one place for the ramp. So a ramp represents something that is either you're walking up it or you're walking down it, but you're not stationary. So the Gaon says the same thing. Adam nikra holich. So tzarich leilich tomi midarga ladarga. Lo yala lamala yemid matamata chas v'shon. Yevsho sheyamad midarga achas. So orachay lamala lamaskil. You have to go up, so you shouldn't go down. L'mansur mishol mata. And that's pointed out the. Gemara at the end of Brachas. Amar Rav Chia, or Ashi, Amar Rav Chami Chacham Eim HaMenucha, Lo Bala Mazev, Lo Bala Mazah. Shem Amar Yalchum Michoyel Ochoyel. Chami Chachamim don't have Menucha, they're always moving. But how are they moving in Olam Haba? Because in Olam Haba, there's no, you can't do mitzvahs anymore. You know, the famous Vilna Gaon's yard site. Was called Moed Sukkos. In the famous story, when he was on his deathbed, he was holding his tzitzis and he was saying, "This world is a world of opportunity. You pay a little bit of money, you can get tzitzis. You can, with tzitzis, unbelievable thing that you accomplish by wearing tzitzis. But Olam Haba, there's no mitzvahs anymore, so you don't have any opportunity. So this is the world of opportunity. So that's in Olam Hazeh." But what does it mean that tzaddikim Abraham menuchal olam hazeh olam haba? That even olam haba, there yochol chayil chayil. How do you go with chayil chayil olam haba? So. So it's pointed out, he has a whole piece here, the Nachlei Dvash, but it's pointed out, based on what the Gemara says, in. Oh, so there's a famous Chasam Sofer, and there's a famous Bnei Yisoschar. So it goes here. You have a pasuk in Zecharia. Pasuk says in Zecharia, in Zecharia, in Zecharia, in Mishpati, Tishmor, Gamatot, Tadinas, Bredi, Gam, Shmor, Nasati, Cholacha, Malachim, Ben Ha'omdi, Ma'ela. You're going to be a holich beina omdim. Omdim is a malach, holich is an odim. So how do you become a mahalach beina omdim? Meaning, that means that even though after your death, where everything around you is omed, like all the malachim, you could still be a mahalach. How? So the Chasam Sofer says. There's a Chasam Sofer, page 20. Chasam Sofer says, Tzadik HaMalachim Adam HaAdam Chiyuso Yosek Adam Mimalach. While a man is alive, he's greater than Malach, because the Malach is Omed and he's Holach. Adam Holach L'Godol B'Maloso Hainu B'Odenu Chai Amok Shemes Hu Omed. But if you have banim tzadikim that you taught, so who's ochal yideim? Because when they're learning Torah because of you, then you're being holeich even in olam haba, because you mashpia. But banim and talmidim, and that you was zakes haravim, so that's called you're going to be an omeid. You're going to be a mahalech bein haomdim. And even when you've been ha'omdim, you're all of my MS, and you're only surrounded by the malachim, you're still going to be a mahalach. That's one mahalach of the Chasam Sofer. And the Bnei Yisoschar, there's another word based on the Gemara Yevamos. that the Gemara in Yevamah says that quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Agur ba'olcha olam, Agur ba'olcha olam. So what does that mean? Gefshar olam ba'olgur b'shnei olam. And what do you mean I'm going to live in this world and that world? If I'm this world, I'm not in that world. If I'm in that world, I'm not in this world. So he says, Alma David, the bottom of Yevamos here, on page page 16. In other words, he wants that his Tivrei Torah should be repeated in Olam Hazeh even after he dies. The Amr of Yonis and Mishum and Shimon by Yochai called Talmud Chacham. Sh'omer b'dvar Shmua mipiv ba'olam hazeh sifsof sof dovos b'kever. So it's possible that you're having Aliyah Ruchni, even you're in the kever. If somebody's saying Divrei Torah in your name, which is a similar notion to what we saw in the Chasam Sofer, that is possible to continue growing even in the. In the Olam Ha'emes, that's that the Bnei Yisoschar says the same idea. Rasati l'cha malchim ben ha'omni ma'ela. That even when you're in the Omein, but you're still growing. You're still a mahalach ben ha'omni.
You go the other way.
Because if you leave Talmidim that don't.
Okay. That means it's important to. That's why you should say Torah B'Shmo, in somebody else's name. You should always say it in their name, like your rabbis.
Right.
And also it helps them.
It helps them.
With their
right.
As well.
Right. I don't know how it works. Well, let's go up to the pod. Let's be positive for a minute.
There's Darshan. No, there's Darshan.
And then the pasuk says in Itzav, on page 21, "Mol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha v'zav l'recha l'avos Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha l'man chayecha." So it says. So what does this pasuk mean? So if you look in the Noam Megadim, that's what it means. In other words, if you have sons, you taught your sons, then l'man chayecha you're considered still alive. But you're still growing. You're still growing. So that's, as the Shem Yishmuel says, that's the avod of the Aseret Meitshuva, is what? Is Vayelech Moshe. Is the spiritual halicha. And we saw everyone could be tzaddik and Moshe Rabbeinu, the spiritual halicha. Then the famous pasuk in Tehillim, "Ashir l'Hashem b'chayai, Azam alokai ba'odi." So what does that mean, Azam alokai ba'odi? So the Metzudas Dov says b'chayai when I'm alive, ba'odi, ba'orani mikiyumi. Right. So,
repetition.
Repetition of the same thing, but in the Sefer Shari Mo'adim, Rosh Hashanah Brazil. Says a nice word here. He says that Ma'odi means old, more. As a person always has to try to get up to the next notch. Ma'od, Ma'odi, like he's pushing the envelope, so to speak. He's going on to the. And he says that's the avoda, I believe he writes here, of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that we makpid on certain things that we normally not makpid. That's the Odi, he writes here. That's, yeah, 25. Aseres Yemei Tshuva hem yomim shal ba'odi. And therefore he al yidei b'nu Hashem roi al yidei ba'odi. Avoda ha-safa. Because it's the bechina of the Odi, of trying to get that next level. And that's significant of the whole year that we're trying. But also it's always important to mention the idea that if you try to go too fast, too soon, like then you lose it all. You know, that's what the Ramah says in the Mechir Yayin, that's his parish of the Megillas Esther, that Yasu Eitz Gavoach HaMishi Mama meant that Haman wanted that Mordechai should skip to the top. 50 Shari Chochma, skip right to the top without going Bahadraga, and this way he'll lose it all. But in other words, the idea of Ba'odi, of getting to that next Darga, of the Vayelech Moshe, it's a lifelong process. You know, and sometimes people who go too quick too soon, in the end they just give it all up because they just crash. If you go too quick too soon, you just crash, and then it becomes repulsive, chas v'shalom, and then so always, you know, same thing with learning. The person thinks he's going to learn everything at once. It's a big mistake. You know, you learn one Tosfos today, then you learn another Tosfos. One or Sameach today, one Ksais today. You're not going to learn all the Ksaisim. So, one of the steps, people think that they can learn so much at once, in the end they get nothing. And so, Vayelech Moshe was his life accomplishment. And then he was saying at the end of his life that everyone else, I'll call Yisrael, everyone else could be shaykh to this as well. Tzidkus and learning, etc. Maybe not in Nevuah, but in these things. So that's the Shem Shmuel says, Vayelech Moshe, the Tanchum says, Ein Vayelech El Tochacha, because he had to lower himself down. So they saw how much he accomplished, and they didn't. And that was the Tochacha. So therefore, we have to aspire. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, called Pruto, Pruto, Mitztarif, L'Cheshbon Gadol. Put it in a pushka every day. You put in a pruta. In the end, there's going to be a lot. You don't have to put in a lot in every day, but every achas achas lips of cheshbon. The pasuk says it. The Gemara darshins called pruta, it's time for cheshbon gadol. So that's the Vayelech Moshe. That's the Shem Shmuel says the avoda of the aseres yimitshuva is to make sure that we're in that Vayelech mode. Because if again, like the Gross says, if you're not going up, you're going down. Like Rav Goldberg said, that's why there was a ramp in front of the Mizbech. Mizbech represents Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is a ramp, because even going up the ramp, you're going down. You can't stay stagnant. You try to throw a ball up a ramp, it's either going up or going down. Even a person, it's hard to just stay still on a ramp. The ramp is, you're going up, you're going down. So that's Vayelech Moshe, and that's the Avodah of Aser Simei Tshuva. So we should keep this in mind. And again, it doesn't mean to try to go crazy and do too much at once, because then you can lose it all, like Haman wanted Mordechai to lose it all. So he made the Eitz Kavoach HaMishimama, which symbolically represented that Mordechai should go up to the 50th Shari Chochmah right away, without going to Hadraga. That's what they call V'choz Chomas HaLavavas. Riboy Shem Ben Goreim Kiboy Hapsila. That's the Russian Chovas Levavas. If you do too much oil, you have an oil with a wick and a fire, but if there's too much oil in there, then it's going to go out. You have to have the right amount of oil each time, and then the flame continues to burn. But Ribui, says the Chovas Levavas, Ribui Shemen Gorim Kibui Hapsila. So Bez Hashem, that should be our avodah. So always, and that's, my sheet in teaching. Basically comes from the Stipler. Stipler said, we're not trying to do so many things. Let's do one day, one sauce, one or some meh, get it down. And then tomorrow we'll do something else. We're not trying to do, it's probably 15 sauce and 15, and then in the end, you're not coining anything. So coining that one Yeshua's Yaakov. One Yeshua's Yaakov and one Mechas Chinuch and one Chasam Soifi. Coining that today, tomorrow you can coin something else. But if you do too much, you're not going to anything. So that's the Yisod. Vayelech Moshe, Vaydabes Hadvarm Ha'ela, I'll call Yisrael. It was a Shaykh to call Yisrael to be that idea of Vayelech Moshe.
for
this.